I don't think they should be paying rent in the conditions they're living in. Don't know, to be honest with you, because some of the houses I've visited, it's just shocking and deplorable. You wouldn't keep animals in them, and that's in fairness. I do understand that the availability of housing is scarce, but it comes back to the modular homes issue again, you know what I mean? There's possibilities there. I know 66 houses is available for the council to buy. There's 15 of them of major effect. People are ready to move on. To me, they're saying that the prices is too dear. Listen, we've been told for long enough, money's not an option in Donegal. The minister's firing money up here. For the sake of 10 and 20,000 euro per unit, it's not a lot of money. We scrambled over a meeting one day nearly all day, about 1.4 million. We're talking about a quarter of this, the excess 15 homes. So, as I say, this is my point. To me, people living in these deplorable conditions shouldn't be paying rent.
There was a lengthy discussion with regards to housing, and there's ongoing housing meetings within Donegal County Council. The response you've been given effectively says that if people are unhappy with the conditions they're in, they can contact the housing officer, and the housing officer will make a determination as to whether or not they need to be moved somewhere else pending a DCB scheme. That seems to suggest if you need a new house, it's there. The reality on the ground would be it isn't.
It's not. They're not there. The houses is not there, you see, and that's the biggest problem. There's private. There's woman in Kerrygert has contacted me. She has children in the house with difficulties or disabilities, and she's living in unemployable conditions. There's a house 5 minutes away from her, the same type of house as her own. She's asking Donegal County Council to please take over that house and move her and it to their own houses for immediate, their own council houses for immediate. But it's not happening. So there is options out there, Donal, but the council's not taking them up, you know what I mean? There doesn't seem to be that sense of urgency with them. While they appreciate that there's not enough council houses being built and stuff at the minute, not everybody's going to be moved, but there's people in serious conditions that could be moved on the alternative accommodation. It's there, but they're not acting on it. So that's what I can say on the matter, Donald, to be honest. We know it is, as I say, we could talk about this all day, every day, all day long, but it just doesn't seem to register with some people.